This is the Unstoppable Authors Podcast with world-building warrior Angeline Trevina
and the queen of flawed protagonists, HB Line.
Every week we bring you discussions on the craft of writing, author life and business, and interviews with some of the industry's most unstoppable authors.
A writer's life doesn't have to be solitary. We're here to bust that myth, support you on your journey, and encourage you to be unstoppable. Welcome to episode number 67 of Unstoppable Authors, in which we have an exciting announcement to make.
First up, we want to say a huge thank you to our existing patrons. Your support means the world to us. Patrons get early access to episodes, exclusive behind-the-scenes access to our off-air banter, as well as the warm, fuzzy feeling of supporting the podcast. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so for just a few pounds a month at patreon.com/unstoppableauthors.
It would also be really great if you could take a moment to share this episode on social media. Grab a screenshot, share it directly from your podcast platform, or even take a selfie with it. Just remember to tag us so that we can share it too. It really does mean the world to us to hear from our listeners and to know that you enjoy the show. So, personal updates. I've prepared nothing to say for this because I've been really ill. It's been a really rough week. So I've been still trying to plug away and get things done, but I've had to postpone a few things. So I'm kind of like in a bit of like paralysis right now with the overwhelm of just how much I need to cram into the second half of this month. But it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. This week I have been mainly rubbing vapor rub all over myself and drinking warm drinks. I'm gonna stop talking now.
Lovely. So what have I been up to? So most of you will already know that I am a discovery writer, and I set about writing my books without any kind of plot worked out at all. And I've just got to the part of my current work in progress that I always find tricky. So I'm just hitting the climax and sort of tying things up towards the ending. As it's the first book of a series, I do need to leave some threads open to carry through to the next book, but I'm not really one for massive cliffhangers. I like to wrap up the main conflict of the book and give the next book's main conflict an opening. But this series, well, the main conflict of book one is kind of the main conflict for the entire series, so I can't wrap that up. So I'm kind of floundering a little, swimming around in this huge pool of ideas, wondering where exactly to wrap it up for the end of book one. As a discovery writer, I do always find this bit the hardest, but I've done it so many times now that I have faith in my experience, even if no one else does. It'll all turn out fine. There's that word again. See, we're both fine, aren't we, Holly? Fine. Because it always does, doesn't it? Yeah. But I'm still absolutely loving writing this book, so I'm quite happy just tapping away at the words each day. Yeah. I'm also trying to make some kind of decision about a cover for a box set of my Memory Trader series, but I'm so horribly indecisive and there are just too many options, i.e. more than one. I'm also beginning to think about my next world building guide. Once I get my current book off to beta readers, I think I'll make a start on that. Of course, I still have another half finished novella that keeps calling to me. Yeah, so way too much to do. It's nice to have too many ideas than not enough, though, I always think.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So last week I asked you guys what writing courses or workshops you have attended, and what a busy bunch you are, with lots of people having taken so many workshops they couldn't nearly name them all. We had people with university qualifications and people doing online workshops. One overwhelming theme was the huge number of workshops that had been attended at writing conventions. Now, today's episode is a little bit different and a little bit shorter because, as she said, poor Holly here isn't very well, so we'll save her voice as best we can. So let me tell you a little story. So almost 18 months ago, I took Holly along to a writing convention that I go to every year called Edge Lit. Now, one of the best and also the most dangerous things about Edge Lit is that I always come out of it absolutely overflowing with motivation and inspiration and, most worryingly, big ideas. And last year's event was certainly no exception. In fact, it brought me one of my crazier ideas. So I started gabbing on at Holly about hosting our own convention, one specifically focused on indie publishing. And I must say, the silly girl didn't try to talk me out of it. In fact, she got on board and Indie Fire started to become a reality. Of course, the universe had its own ideas and 2020 happened. Originally, we postponed the live event from May to November, but with restrictions still tightening here in the UK, we realised that we'd end up postponing it again. So instead, we decided to go virtual.
Yes, indeed. So all of our guest authors have been incredibly supportive and are on board. And so we are still going to be delivering the same program that we had planned, basically. It's just all going to be online. So we have various workshops that are being provided by some absolutely fantastic authors, and they're going to pre-record those in advance, and we will make them available on the day of the event, which is the 28th of November. We will also have some panel discussions. So whereas at a regular convention, you go, there'll be like, you know, an auditorium or, you know, seating, and you have panelists up at the top and they all answer questions and have a good old chin wag about a topic. We're going to do that, but online. So we will all be talking to each other remotely, and it'll be, yeah, a sort of big informal discussion about the topic of that panel. And again, those panels will then be rolled out on the 28th and made available to ticket holders. But we are going to have some live events on the day as well. So Angelina and I are both going to do a workshop each, and we have another workshop that will be live. And yeah, so, I mean, there's so much content. We've got Sasha Black is doing a workshop on her, you know, anatomy of prose stuff. We've got one on working with an editor. We've got Meg Cowley talking about how to make a living as a writer. Oh, there's just so much good stuff.
So much going on. And the best of all, we will also be recording a very special episode of the podcast, and you will be able to watch us recording it absolutely live online, which may be kind of crazy, but it's going to be so much fun. Of course, we'll have to actually make sure we look halfway decent for that when we are.
Yeah. Typically, when we record the podcast, we don't even have video on. We can't even see each other. So there's no effort required. Like, you know, are either of us actually wearing trousers right now? Who knows? So
indeed.
So yeah, it's going to be interesting, and we'll have to also give a big shout out to our sponsor. Nick Stevenson kindly sponsored Indie Fire with his 10k readers course, which is how we met. His course is Your First 10,000 Readers, and it's all about growing that mailing list and finding those subscribers and nurturing them and turning them into raving fans. And we have learned so much from that course, and it's a big part of how we met, how we are working together now. So we're incredibly honoured that he agreed to sponsor the event.
So we do really hope that you will be able to join us on Saturday, November the 28th. So if you head over to indiefire.uk, you can grab your full access ticket, which gives you access to all of the live events and lifetime access to all of the pre-recorded panels and workshops for just £20.
That's right. And as we said, there's just going to be so much content. And we're really proud of putting this together. It's been, you know, a real labour of love for us. And the authors that are involved are just so fantastic. And I couldn't be more grateful for their support through everything that's, you know, the having to postpone it and change up the entire format of the event. It's, you know, it's been crazy. And I'm so glad that we're still able to bring something to you guys, you know, even if it's not quite what we had planned. But hey, now, if you couldn't come before because you couldn't get to West Yorkshire, now everyone in the whole wide world can come.
Absolutely. Indie Fire is now worldwide.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant.
An unexpected now, leap.
Yes, indeed. Now, we don't actually have a question of the week for you, but over the next few weeks, we will be giving you the chance to put your questions forward for our Indie Fire panel discussions. So don't miss that. Make sure you're keeping an eye on our social media.
Yep. And remember that if you want to hear all the backstage stuff and get all of the other benefits, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/unstoppableauthors.
And don't forget to share the podcast online and tag us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just search for Unstoppable Authors. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Unstoppable Authors podcast. We'll be back next week with more of our tenacity and worldly wisdom.
If you want even more of us, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and our show notes and heaps of helpful blog articles are at unstoppableauthors.com.
We want to connect with you. Join our Guild of Unstoppable Authors via our website, and you will not only hear from us every week, but you will also get a free digital copy of my book, 30 Days of Worldbuilding.
We also have a Facebook group where we hold each other accountable, share our goals and successes, and encourage each other to be unstoppable. You can find that at www.facebook.com/groups/ We Are Unstoppable Authors.
If you enjoyed the episode, please remember to subscribe and leave a review.
See you next week.